following podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. This is DJ Velo. Welcome to Wandering the Seven, where each episode we dive into the real history, controversies, and cultural significance surrounding the seven wonders of the world. Hi there! Welcome to episode two, where today we will be talking about the second wonder of the world, being Chichen Itza. Now, Chichen Itza is located in the heart of the Yucatan jungle in Mexico, and it's a place where ancient stones whisper stories of gods, warriors, astronomers, and empires that have long passed. Now, today, we're going to journey to one of the most iconic sites of ancient Mesoamerica, a place steeped in mystery, myth, and monumental architecture, that being Chichen Itza. And whether you've seen it in a travel brochure, documentary, or even in a video game, there is more to the city than meets the eye. In the next 15 minutes, we'll explore the history, controversies, legends, and lasting impact of this UNESCO World Heritage Site. But that will all start with the rise of the city. So, Chichen Itza means at the mouth of the well of the Itza. It was founded around the 6th century CE, though there are some evidence that hints it may have been settled even earlier. It was a city of the Maya, which is a Mesoamerican civilization renowned for its advanced understanding of astronomy, mathematics, agriculture, and writing. By the 9th century, Chichen Itza had grown into one of the most powerful cities-states in the region. But it wasn't just the Mayan influence at play. Around the 10th century, a new culture began to leave its mark, the Toltecs from central Mexico. Whether they invaded, merged, or simply influenced the Maya is still debated, but the result was a fascinating blend of cultures. So with that, fun fact is that the feathered serpent god Kukulkan is a prime example of this mix. He is the Maya version of the Toltec god Quetzalcoatl, a deity associated with wind, learning, and creation. You can literally see this cultural fusion carved into the stone, with warriors, jaguars, eagles, and serpents all etched into the temples and columns. But now, we are going to get into the architectural wonders, because Chichen Itza wasn't just a city, it was also a statement. At the center stands El Castillo, or the Temple of Kukulkan. It's a 30-meter-high pyramid designed with incredible astronomical precision. It's very similar to, I guess, what you see maybe in Egypt. But it's a lot more blockier, so it's less in the shape of a triangle and just more squarey. Each side of the pyramid has 91 steps, and when you add the top platform, you get about 365 steps in total, which is the exact number of days in a solar year. That's just the beginning. There are also things during the spring and autumn equinoxes. Something magical happens as the sun sets. Shadows along the pyramid's edge align perfectly to create this illusion of a serpent slithering down the stairs. And it ends at a massive stone serpent head at the base. That's definitely not a coincidence. This was intentional. The Maya were master astronomers trying to map celestial events centuries before telescopes even existed. That also leads to another fun fact, which was that the Maya tracked Venus so accurately that they could predict its position years in advance. Their Venus calendar was used for planning wars, rituals, and coronations. Also on the site is the Great Ball Court, which is the largest in Mesoamerica. At 166 meters long, it's where teams played a high-stakes game with a solid rubber ball trying to get it through a vertical stone hoop mounted meters high on the wall. I don't know if you've seen it before, but there are some references in, I believe, a movie called, in the new Black Panther movie. I forget what it's called, but it's the second one. And there's this character in that movie. His name is Namor. And he's this Aquaman, but for Marvel. And he has wings on his feet. Anyways, he has a lot of Aztec roots, I guess. The reason I mention this is because in that movie, there is a scene where we get to see his home, which is underwater. From the movie, we see this game that there's a circular hoop that was exactly like one you would see in here. That's a little bit of a tangent. The way the game was played is that they would try to get this rubber ball into the hoop using their hips, they'd basically be playing for their lives because whatever team lost would be sacrificed, I believe, to one of their gods, whether that be the serpent god or something else like that. Just another fun fact about the Mayans and this temple. Leading on to our controversies and debates, with all this grandeur, there comes controversy. Now, let's start with the ritual sacrifices. For centuries, the sacred cenote, or a massive sinkhole nearby, was used for offerings. The archaeologists have gold, jade, obsidian weapons, and even human remains from its depths. Early reports sensationalize this, portraying the Maya as savage and bloodthirsty, but more recent research paints a different picture, as sacrifices were symbolic, often limited to specific rituals or elite individuals. It wasn't like a mass carnage, but it was religion, cosmology, and politics, all wrapped into one. Then there's also the ballgame myth. So pop culture often claims that losers were sacrificed, but some scholars also believed it may have been the winners that were actually sacrificed because they were seen as brave and worthy of offering. Just a little bit more clarification on the game, I guess. Another fun fact about the game in general is that the ball used in the game was made from natural latex, and it could weigh up to about 4 kilograms, which is almost 9 pounds. And players weren't allowed to use their hands or feet. They could only pass it into the hoop using their hips or their knees or even their elbows to try and score a goal. Other than that, there was also the Great Decline and mystery behind Chichen Itza. By the 13th century, Chichen Itza had mysteriously declined. The city was largely abandoned by the time the Spanish arrived in the 1500s. No one really knows why for sure, but some theories suggest there was maybe a drought. Others propose that there may be a political unrest or shifts in trade routes that might have affected it. Whatever the cause, the jungle slowly reclaimed the city, burying its secrets under vines and earth to a place that we see now. If you do ever visit, it does look very, very jungly, as you'll see a bunch of vines and maybe even some moss on the temple. For centuries, it sat in silence until explorers, scholars, and eventually tourists rediscovered it. In terms of its modern significance, today Chichen Itza is one of the most visited archaeological sites in the Americas, with over 2 million visitors a year. In 1988, it was designated a UNESCO World Heritage Site, and in 2007, it was voted one of the new 7 wonders of the world. But its importance goes beyond tourism. It's a symbol of indigenous resilience. It's a testament to the Maya's intellectual and artistic brilliance, and a cultural touchstone for Mexico and the world. Another fun fact is that until 2010, parts of Chichen Itza were actually privately owned by a single family. After decades of debate, the government finally purchased the land to protect and preserve the site. And in 2006, after a tragic fall, climbing the pyramid was banned, a decision that sparked debate between conservationists and tourists, but one that ultimately prioritizes its preservation, because wouldn't be good if people were going there and dying. Other than that, in terms of its legacy and wonder, so what is Chichen Itza really? It's a city of shadows and stars, of gods and kings, of math, myth, and mystery. It reminds us that ancient people were not primitive, they were profound, especially with the amount of astronomical discoveries that we can see with the Mayans, being able to track stars and things like that with the building of Chichen Itza. It's a crazy thing, because they built calendars into stone, summoned serpents with sunlight, and they even played games that echoed the rhythms of the cosmos. I say that with a little bit of an over exaggeration, but it seems right. All right, let's get into a little bit more fun stuff. Some hidden details, some maybe fun discoveries, and some lesser known aspects of Chichen Itza. Maybe some things that most tourists might miss. Apparently, the pyramid whispers back. It's one of the most famous and surprising features of El Castillo. Is it just visual? It's auditory. And if you stand at the base of the pyramid and clap your hands, the echo that comes back isn't just a standard sound. it's sort of a mimic of the chirp of a quetzal, which is a sacred bird in Maya mythology. If you look up a picture of a quetzal, it's a very colorful bird. The acoustic engineers have studied this and confirmed that the pyramid's stepped design creates a distinct sound wave, unintentionally or maybe intentionally, imitating this bird's call. So it's basically proof of ancient sound design, literally 1,000 years ahead of its time. There's also another pyramid that's inside of Chichen Itza. In 2015, scientists used electromagnetic imaging to reveal that El Castillo is actually built over two older pyramids, layered like almost like a Russian nesting doll. But yeah, and beneath all of that is a natural cenote, or underground water source. The discovery supports the idea that the pyramid was built in harmony with natural and spiritual elements, like the sky above, the water below, and it reflects the Maya's three-part worldview: the heavens, the earth, and the underworld. Another fun fact is that this means El Castillo may represent the Aximundi, which is the center of the universe in Mayan cosmology. It means that it might represent the center of the universe, connecting all realms of existence, the heavens, the earth, and the underworld being those realms. The city was also painted very brightly. If you imagine Chichen Itza as a city of gray stone, well, then you'd be wrong. Because originally, many of its structures were painted in vibrant colors. There was lots of reds, blues, yellows. Time and weather have worn them away, but traces of pigment remain in protected areas, which is why we know that there are all these colors. You can imagine walking through a bustling city of color with glowing murals, richly painted temples, and vibrant sculptures, if you can. It's definitely a far cry from how gray the ruins look right now. It's still pretty cool with the moss and vines there as well. Other than that, it was also a diverse cosmopolitan city. Chichen Itza wasn't just a religious site, it was also a major urban center with markets, neighborhoods, workshops, and trading zones. Archaeological finds show influences from all over Mesoamerica, not just the Toltecs and Maya. There was also items as far away as Central Mexico, the Gulf Coast, and even Honduras have been found there. This tells that Chichen Itza was a cultural melting pot, a trade hub, and possibly even a diplomatic center where ideas, goods, and rituals were exchanged freely. A common misconception with the Maya was also that they were trying to predict doomsday. This basically a lot of hype around the 2012 Maya calendar and the end of the world. But yeah, the Maya weren't predicting doomsday at all. On December 21st, 2012, it was simply the end of a major cycle in the Maya long count calendar, like going from December 31st to January 1st, basically. It's like New Year's, but on a cosmic scale. They saw time as cyclical, not linear. So the end of one age meant the beginning of another. It wasn't an apocalypse. It was just a reset. Oh, okay. Just looking at the time, it looks like we might have to wrap it up now. But the next time you may see a image of Chichen Itza, just take a moment to imagine how it might have truly been. You know, the vibrant city, the place of ceremony and science, just a crossroads of culture, ideas, and beliefs, and a monument to humanity's ancient brilliance, especially in the world of science. But with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed the episode discussing the history, controversies, and cultural significance of Chichen Itza. I hope to see you guys next time, where we will be discussing the same thing about the third wonder of the world being the Colosseum.